This is Growing Cotton. Did you know that the world-famous Café du Monde has always used cottonseed oil to fry their beignets? Cotton Board invested over $1.5 million into cottonseed research and marketing last year with Cotton Incorporated, including research on the health benefits of cottonseed oil compared to other oils. Our goal is to make cottonseed oil the preferred cooking oil in kitchens across the country, like at Café du Monde in New Orleans. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton. Mark Brown is Director of Field Services with Plains Cotton Growers.
We had some major power outages, and so that the weather affected our harvest, and then the power outages affected the gins across the area. And I spoke to some ginners that might have been without power for several days, and so consequently that slowed them down there at the gin, whereas they might have been able to keep going otherwise. But for the most part, these gins are staying up with the harvest. The harvest is progressing rapidly. Tony, I would say that we're somewhere between 50% and 60% off of the stock on average. Now, there are some community areas that might vary a little bit, plus or minus that, but I do think we've passed the halfway point on the harvest, and these gins are following closely behind. The thing that I keep hearing about from producers and gin managers alike is that yields this year were disappointing in it. The yields that we're actually seeing coming from these fields are not what we anticipated, but the good news is that in general, the grades are very good. In fact, I've heard some explanations of grades that have been excellent and spectacular from some of the gin managers that I've visited with.
Learn more online, igrowcotton.com.